In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The words of the epistle taken from the prophet Isaiah remind us of the nature of conversion to God, a complete turning of one's life to the Lord. Conversion, or metanoia, literally means a change of one's mindset, a submission of one's life to God. The prophet gives this warning to the people of his own day. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. How beautiful it is when a sinner turns back to God, who is rich in mercy. Unfortunately, some people become so entrenched in their sins that they think that they are beyond hope, that their sins could not possibly be forgiven by God. While it is true that our sins are offenses against God's majesty and authority, they cannot be compared to the infinite mercy of God. Saint Fulgentius, a bishop of Ruspe in the northern Africa in the late 5th century and the early 6th century, commented on this verse. Return to the Lord, for he will abundantly pardon. This is part of the epistle today. Fulgentius said, in this abundantly, nothing is lacking. He said, mercy here is omnipotent, and omnipotence is merciful. For so great is the kindness of God that there is nothing that he is unable to loose for the converted person. The mercy of God, which is infinite, cannot possibly be fathomed by us who are finite in nature. God wants to forgive us and desires that we live in communion with him. And this is why conversion of life is so important and an ongoing thing in our lives. However, what could be said about a person who refuses to turn away from sin? Another father of the church, Saint John Chrysostom, states that it is our lack of penitence, not our sins, that offends God the most. Saint John Chrysostom warns those who remain in their own sins. He said, we ought specially to abstain from our present deeds and to repent for the past and exhibit a great change. For the evils we have once perpetrated cannot provoke God so much as our being unwilling to make any change in the future. For to sin may be a merely human failing, but to continue in the same sin ceases to be human and becomes altogether devilish. It is through our Lenten practices of prayer, almsgiving, and penance that we can experience a desire to turn away from sin and grow in our desire for communion with God. The collect of today's Mass stresses this very thing. Look down, O Lord, upon your household, and grant that our minds, chastened by mortification of the flesh, may glow in your sight with desire of you. May that be our prayer today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.